Mitzachat Baba Kama Perikvav Mishnah Dalet Hashaleach Esa Be'era Be'yad Cheres Sota Be'Katan Pater B'Dinei Adam V'Chaya B'Dinei Shemayim. Somebody who sends a torch with a cheres, a deaf mute, or a sota, somebody who does not have das, or a katan, and they go ahead and torch up somebody's field and cause damages, the person who sent that is pater b'dinei adam, meaning bezin cannot be mechayev him to pay since he did not do it himself, but b'dinei shamayim he is chayev. Shamayim considers him responsible for the damages. He should not have sent the torch with a cheresh, sota, or katan. If he wants to be yosei dinei shamayim, he must pay. Shilach b'yad pikeach, ha-pikeach chayev. If somebody sends a torch with a pikeach, a normal adult, and this adult goes ahead and torches up somebody's field, the pikeach is chayev, and even though he is your shliach, but we have a klal ein shliach lidvar avera. When somebody sends you to do it in avera, you are not considered his shliach, as we say, divrei harav and divrei ha-talmud, divrei mi shomim. When the rav, in this case, meaning the Torah, tells you to do something, and the Talmud, in this case, the person who sent you, tells you to do the opposite of the Torah, who should you listen to? Of course, you should have listened to the Torah, not the person who sent you. So therefore, you are not considered his shliach, since you were not supposed to listen to him anyway, and you are the one that is chayav to pay for the damages. Echad hevi esa or, the echad hevi esa etzim. If somebody brings a fire, and then somebody after that brings wood, and the wood gets ignited by the fire and causes damages, hamevi as the etzim chayav. The person who brought the wood is chayav to pay for the damages, as the person who brought the fire did not cause the damages, since the fire without the wood would have just gone out. The person who brought the wood is responsible. Echad hevi as the etzim, the echad hevi as the or, hamevi as the or chayav. But if the person brings the wood first, and only after that somebody brings a fire and ignites the wood, and the fire causes damages, the person who brought the fire is the one that is chayev, as the wood without the fire cannot cause any damages, so the person who brought the fire is chayev. Ba'acher v'lipa hamalabe chayev. If after one person brings wood, and the second person brings a fire, somebody comes along and takes the fire and ignites the wood, and damages are caused, the person who ignited it is the one that is chayev. Litsa haruach kulam patur. If after one person brings the wood and a second person brings the fire, a strong wind comes along and the fire ignites the wood from this ruach shena mitzvah, very strong wind, they are both patur, as they cannot have foreseen that a very strong wind would ignite the wood and therefore cause damages. But if a ruach mitzvah, a common wind, ignited the wood, then the latter one would be chayev, since he should have foreseen that a ruach mitzvah would come along and ignite the wood. He is responsible. Hashaleach et ha-be'era, ba'achla etzim o avanim o afar, chayev. Somebody who sends out a fire, he ignited a fire, and it consumes wood and it spreads property, or it singes stones, or it singes the ground and ruins a freshly plowed field. The person who sent out the fire is chayev. Shenemar ki state the age of a fire goes out, umatza kotzim, and it finds thorns, and the fire goes into his friend's field, the nechal gutish, and consumes stacks of grain, o hagakama, or growing grain, o asada, or it singes the field and ruins a freshly plowed field. Shalem yishalem hamaber et abera. The person who ignited the fire must pay for the damages that are caused. Abra geder shuhu gavoa arba amos. O derech harabim, o nahar, patur. If somebody lights a fire in his own field, and the fire spins out of control and jumps a fence which is 4 amos high, or it crosses over a derech harabim which is a public thoroughfare 16 amos wide, or it jumps a river, goes into his friend's field, and causes damages, the person who ignited the fire is patur from paying for the damages, since he is considered honest. There's no way he could have foreseen that the fire would spin so out of control and jump a fence, river, or derech harabim. Therefore, he is not responsible for the damages. Hamadlik b'tov shalom, akamas habor hadlik. somebody who lights a fire in his own field, how far does he have to be from his friend's field that he would be considered honest if the fire was been so out of control and crossed over to his friend's field? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer Rowan Anoso Ki'ilu Hu Behemta Base Corp. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says we look at it as if he was in the middle of a field the size of a base court, which is a field about 274 amas by 274 amas. If he has half that distance between the place where he lit the fire and his friend's field, and the fire spins out of control and crosses over that distance and goes into his friend's field, he would be considered putter, since when he lit the fire, he left a very safe distance in between the fire and his friend's field, and yet the fire still spun so out of control, he is considered honest. It is not his fault. He could not have foreseen this, and he is putter. But if he does not leave that much distance between the fire and his friend's field, he would be at fault and be chayav. Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, Sheshes Re'amos, Kederach, Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer argues, he said, 16 Amos, which is the size of a Derach, Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare, that is the amount of distance you need to leave in between the fire that you light and your friend's field. And therefore, if you left 16 amas and the fire still crosses over the 16 amas and goes into your friend's field, you would be considered honest and putter. Rabbi Akiva Oymer Chamishim Amos. Rabbi Akiva says, if you leave 50 amas in between your friend's field and the place where you lit the fire, you would be considered honest if the fire goes out of control and goes into your friend's field. Rabbi Shimon Oymer Shalem Yishalem Hamaver Et HaBe'era HaKol Lefi HaDleika. Rabbi Shimon says, it says in the Pasuk that the person who ignites the fire has to pay. It's all according to the size of the fire, meaning that we do not give a specific distance you have to leave in between the fire and your friend's field. It all depends on the size of the fire that you are igniting. So therefore, if you are making a very large fire, then you would have to leave a more sizable distance in between the fire and your friend's field. And if you are igniting a smaller fire, then you do not need to leave as much distance in between the fire and your friend's field. Mesechet Bava Kamma, Parabav, Mishnah Hey, Hamadlik is a Gadish. Somebody who ignites a stack of grain, he lights the fire, it spreads into his friend's field, and burns a stack of grain. V'haryubo kalim v'dolko. Inside the stack of grain, the person had hidden away kalim, and the kalim were burnt by the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yishale Masha v'tocho. Rabbi Yehuda says, the person who lit the fire must pay the value of the kalim that were hidden inside the grain, even if he had hid away kalim that are not normally hidden in a stack of grain. And even though the kalim are hidden from view, still the person is chayav. The Chachamim Oimrim Eino Mishalem Elagadish Ochitim Oshel Seorim. The Chachamim say the person only has to pay the value of the Gadish of wheat or barley, which is that we look at it that instead of the kalim there is grain there, and however much the grain would have been worth, that's how much he has to pay. As the Chachamim learn out from a Pasuk that a person is Pasuk for Tumen by age, anything that is hidden from view, a person is Pasuk for. Even if the things that are hidden from view are things that are normally hidden away, such as if there were kalim that are used to work the field hidden inside a stack of grain, even though that is very usual, since they are hidden from view, the person who lit the fire is putter. Haya gdi kapus lo, be'evet samach lo, v'nitzrav imo, chayim. If there was a goat tied up to the stack of grain, and there was an evet knani nearby that was not tied up, and both the Gdi and the Eved were killed by the fire, the person is chayav to pay for the value of the Gdi and the Gadish that was burnt. And even though the Eved Knani was also killed in the fire, the person is not chayav Misa for the Eved. Since the Eved was untied, it is the Eved's own fault that he was killed, as he should have run away from the fire. Eved Kapus Lo Ukti Samach Lo V'Nisraf Imo Pater. If the Eved Knani was tied up, and the Gdi was nearby, and was untied, and both the Eved and the Gdi were killed by the fire, the person who lit the fire is putter from paying the value of the Gdi and the Gadish, as he is Chayav Misa for killing the Evid. The Evid in this case could not have run away since he was tied up. And we have a claw Kimlei Bidarabamine. When a person is chayav two penalties, as in this case, he is chayav to pay money for the Gudish and the Gdi. And he is also chayav Misa for killing the Evid. Bezin is only machayav in the more severe penalty. So therefore, he is chayav Misa and Pater for paying for the Gudish and the Gdi. Umodem Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, B'madlik et Abira, Shehu Meshalein Kol Masha B'tocha, Shekein Derech B'nei Adam, Lahaniach Babadim. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, as in the beginning of the Mishnah we saw that Rabbi Yehuda is Machayah for Taman Ba'esh, and the Chachamim say that you are Pata for Taman, but if you start a fire in your friend's field and you burn down his house, Abira is a large house, then the Chachamim will agree that you have to pay for everything that is inside the house, even though it is hidden from view, as it is normal for a person to put away different things in the house. And since he started the fire in his friend's property, he is chayav to pay for his taman, even according to the Chachamim. But the Chachamim are only mechayev for things that are normally hidden away. But in the case of the Gudish, even if he started the fire in his friend's field, if the person hid things in the Gudish that are not normally hidden in a Gudish, the Chachamim will not be Machayev, the person who lit the fire. And Rabbi Yehuda argues he is Machayev even for things that are not normally hidden in a Gudish.